Since 2000, a multi-state and multi-agency effort has been underway to improve reproduction among the native Higgins eye pearly mussels. Doug Aloisi is manager of the Genoa National Fish Hatchery. Aloisi says they've been working with the Army Corps of Engineers to improve survival of the young mussels in the Mississippi River.
We actually have made an off-site propagation unit, which is basically a cargo trailer that we converted to put in tanks and rearing units, and it's parked down by the river. We're trying to estimate survival using natural river waters and filtering out any predators that might also occur in the river.
One predator threatening the Higgins eye is the invasive zebra mussel, according to David Heath. He's a fisheries biologist with the State Department of Natural Resources out of La Crosse. He's also a member of the Interagency Mussel Coordination Team.
The long-term monitoring site down at Prairie du Chien, which was the best spot for Higgins eye on the river that we knew of at that time, it reduced all the mussels down to probably a tenth of what they were and totally halted reproduction.
However, Heath says they've achieved great success with their joint restoration efforts.
We didn't know this was going to work when we started it, but we knew we had to do something. It's worked quite well. There's been some ups and downs. Sometimes you get some bad weather and you don't get good production from the hatchery, or you don't get good rearing in the river, but it's overall been surprisingly successful.
Manager Doug Aloisi of the Genoa Fish Hatchery says they've released roughly 34,000 Higgins eye to historically held habitats on the Mississippi. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.